When we have our eyes set on a specific business goal, something like selling wholesale, it is incredibly beneficial to hear from people who are a few steps ahead of us in the process, which is why we close out every round of our PaperCamp program with an alumni panel. I want our students to hear from their peers. In today's podcast episode, we're sharing a portion of our alumni roundtable with all of you. This one features Janine from Quotations, Jesse from Virgins on Fire Candle Company, and Lucia from Lucy Loves Paper. Each of these PaperCamp alumni share details about their brand, how many stores they're working with, what has been challenging about growing wholesale, marketing methods that are having the biggest impact, and lots more. Our next round of PaperCamp will be opening for enrollment very soon. PaperCamp is our wholesale intensive. We are going to help you get your product, your sales tools, your marketing, and your outreach ready for wholesale so that you can confidently sell your products to the wholesale market. We have helped tens of thousands of brands whose products are carried in indie shops and big box stores worldwide, and we would love to help you do the same. We only open this wholesale coaching program twice a year, and we limit the number of students so that we can really get to know you and answer all of your important questions. PaperCamp does sell out every single time we run it, so get yourself on the wait list for early access at prooftoproduct.com/PaperCamp. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/PaperCamp to get early access to enrollment.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. Hey, friends, welcome to our bonus call. This is our final call of the 43rd round of PaperCamp, which is bananas. I can't believe the last month has flown by so quickly. I love to cap off PaperCamp with a panel from our alumni. So you can hear from folks who are where you have been. They may be a few steps ahead of you, but they have been where you are now. They're digesting the same type of information you've been learning all the last 4 weeks and implementing it in their businesses. And I really like to have our alumni on because it shows you that there's multiple ways to grow your business, that there's not just one singular path to wholesale success. And the three panelists today are incredible. They're major contributors to our Proof to Product community, and I'm excited for you to learn from them today. So we have Lucia from Lucy Loves Paper, we have Janine from Quotations, and we have Jesse from Virgins on Fire Candle Company. You're not a paper company. I'm sorry, Jesse.
Okay, not yet. Coming for you.
I know. I heard you were might be dipping into stationery and greeting cards.
Oh, I'm dipping, baby. I just launched a line of greeting cards, so we're getting there.
Oh my gosh, you don't need to. You're killing it with the candles. But I saw that in labs, I think it was. And I was like, ooh, piqued my interest. So anyhow, let's start with you, Jesse, since you're already chatting. Tell us about your brand, what you sell, and how long you've been selling wholesale.
Yeah, I'm Jesse. I'm the founder of Virgins on Fire Candle Co. here in Brooklyn, New York. I make funny and subversive candles with names like fucking I'm buying a cabin or a condescending barista. I've been wholesaling for about 3 years now, probably 2 years properly. And I'm happy to talk about it.
Fantastic. All right, Lucia, you want to tell us about your brand, what you sell, and how long you've been selling wholesale?
Yeah, sure. Hi, my name is Lucia. I own Lucy Loves Paper. It's a paper stationery company selling cards that deliver kindness, connection, and inclusion in a bright bow of cuteness, is what I say. I sell bright, positive, inclusive paper goods. My cards, they come in English, in Spanish, and Portuguese. I've been doing wholesale for 2.5 years this month. So exactly this month. Yeah. So,
wow. Yeah. That's wonderful. I have loved how you've done the Portuguese, the Spanish, and the English cards. I think those types of diversifications, even within your main product, like I think it's fantastic. And I'm curious to hear more about that too on today's call. Janine, share with us about your product line, what you sell, and how long you've been selling wholesale.
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Janine. My business is Quotations. I sell letterpress printed greeting cards and gifts. I say for the lives we actually lead. So a lot of my work deals with chosen family, celebrating non-traditional life milestones, mental health, and grief and loss. I sold into my first store in 2014, but I would say I started like intentionally selling wholesale after I took Paper Camp in 2019.
Yeah. And Janine, you just went through an undertaking where you revamped a lot of your product line to make it easier for you to run your business. So we can get into that a little bit too. Okay, real quick around the horn, so to speak, how many stores are you currently working with? Jess, you go first.
I'm in about 200 stores.
Okay, Janine, what about you?
In about 270.
Okay, and Lucia, what about you?
Close to 150.
Okay, no. Great. Great. Let's talk about some of the challenges that you've had as you've been growing. Janine, I'll start with you on this one. What has been probably the most challenging part of growing wholesale for you?
I think a couple of things. One, especially at the beginning, I kind of had to grow a tougher skin around rejection. A lot of wholesale, you know, we're building personal relationships, but a lot of it is a bit of a numbers game. So we're like cold pitching retailers. I was on the retailer roundtable, so they're getting inundated with emails and, you know, a lot of times you're not getting responses or you're getting no's. And so that, at least at the beginning, was a hurdle for me. It's gotten a lot easier over time as you just kind of like understand how the industry works. I would say another challenge with wholesale is that it's just been a really tough time for retailers these past few years. And so a lot of stores, unfortunately, have closed or like are closing. So there's a constant churn of reaching out, starting to sell to a new store, and then sort of having to start that process over again. And existing retailers also, I think, in my experience, a lot of them are, sorry, for new retailers, they're doubling down on like their best sellers, their existing lines, what they know will sell. And so at least for me, growing the wholesale side has been a little bit slower the last few years, I think, because of that.
Yeah. I want to go back to what you were talking about with the rejection piece. And I'm sure Lucia and Jesse can attest to this too. Like, it feels very personal in the early days of pitching when you're starting to figure out what that process should look like for you. I mean, we've given you a structure for that. We've given you the templates, but you ultimately have to put your own personality spin on that. And you have to be comfortable with the process and what you're saying to folks and how you're reaching out. And it does feel very personal. And it's also, it's a learning process, right? Like, we're going to try some stuff and see if it works or if it feels good to us. And if it doesn't, we're going to shift gears a little bit. And so you're kind of grappling with this whole, I'm figuring things out on my side, but also I'm trying to figure out what works best for reaching them too. And I just want to let folks listening in that like, that's a really common feeling of, gosh, am I doing this right? Do they hate me or my product line? And really, as we've talked about throughout this whole program, most of the time when we don't hear back, it has nothing to do with us. It has more to do with what's going on in their lives or their shop. So I just wanted to emphasize that feeling of like, I think Jesse or Lucia, if you want to add in on that, there's a lot of that fraudy feelings that come up when we're pitching and don't hear back or hear a rejection.
Yeah, I learned that. You can't really put, it's hard, it's really hard, but you have to learn how to separate the work from you, and you are not what you're doing. And take this as, especially the beginning, as a learning process. And answering back, I had shops buy from me without ever answering back. I had shops answer back super like excited and never bought from me, you know, because it's not just, we are always thinking, what is it with us? There is so much going on that person's life too. You know, you are one more person that is reaching out to them. There are so many, it's so much information. It's a lot. It's not just something between them and your brand, and it's not that personal.
Yeah,
you know, you have to keep just showing up, and as Janine said, it's a numbers game. You can't just be attached. Oh, I want to be on this store. No, you have to. You can't be just to focus. Yes, yes.
Jesse, what are your feelings on some of this? I you come off very confident in your stories and on your Instagram, but I know that you struggle with this too. Of the
smoke and mirrors, that's all it is. Well, I think there's two parts to that. I think that I've been doing this for 4 years, but I had a whole life before this. I worked in politics. I was a fundraiser for nonprofits. Everything I did was just rejection every single day. And so I just built up some calluses, and it was just like, oh, you rejected me? Okay, cool. Next. Okay, cool. Next. And if you're thinking like, if you have a conversion rate of even 2 or 3%, think of that, conceptualize that. You have 100 people in a room and maybe 2 are yeses. Wow. Like, think of how much work you need to do to have a successful business, all of that outreach. And I would say that the goal is really going to be in the follow-up emails. They're probably not going to respond to that first email. The second one is when you start to find out all of those friction points. My shop is too small. We don't sell candles, whatever it is. That's where you're going to learn, oh, it's not me. I once had a store say to me, Jesse, your stuff sold out, but I need to sell other candles before I invest in more candles. So you could be selling out and not get a reorder. So it's just a million different things. It's not you.
No, it's not you. We just want to reaffirm, all of you watching, it's not you if you're reaching out. Okay, Lucia, what other challenges have you experienced as you've been growing your wholesale brand?
For me, especially in the beginning, was the seasonality of the business, you know, especially when you have only a few stores, dealing with that flush in January and then those few months with nothing. I used to do custom portraits before, so I kept and I had some success with that. And I wanted to move from the custom projects to wholesale mainly, but I had to do it slowly. I had to understand that even though I had some stores, but they're not going to be buying from you every month. You have to reach a certain level and still you're going to have this seasonality of it's going to be busier in certain times of the year. And you have to figure out how are you going to do when you're not so busy, not to get too stressed out. Understand that this is flowy and have some way of generating income also while we work on this growth, you know, and also figure out how we're going to do with work because sometimes it gets super busy. So I have my son that helps me. He's a teenager. He has a few other teenager friends that come and help me. My husband when he can, when things get really busy. And now I'm getting to a point where I'm trying to figure out really a system of people that will be available. But yeah, dealing with this business that is not always, you know, the same every month.
Yeah, it's tough. Jenna asked in the Q&A, what are your busiest seasons and slowest times? So Jenna, the busiest seasons are going to be the quarters in which you're releasing in our show season. So first quarter of the year is busy. That's when people are doing their new releases for January. That's when the winter shows are happening. And then the summertime is usually another big buying month or season, because that's when summer shows are happening. That's when holiday releases are really being purchased in larger quantities. So those tend to be, and that's when people are putting new product out, right? So those are kind of the two key seasons, wholesale the year round thing, but yet you'll see dips in the orders coming in between those different releases. So that's industry wide, regardless of what consumer gift products you sell. Jesse, what kind of challenges have you experienced or what have been the biggest ones as you've been growing wholesale?
It was probably when I first launched because I didn't know what direction to go in because I have a really versatile product. So I'm like, I could be in spas and hotels and custom and plant shops and coffee shops and gift shops and liquor stores. And it's just like, oh my God. And you kind of want to try all of these things. And I quit my job before the business was ready to support me. There are some other factors involved here, but like I was just trying to hustle to pay the rent. Right. So I had to kind of figure out what was working and I just went insane. Like I had too many SKUs. I wasted a lot of money on products that I never put out. And so like, I wish that I was able to stay in my job a little bit longer to feed the business some cash and to kind of relax and figure out what worked, but I very much kind of did it on the fly. So if you have the luxury to not do that, it's really, really great to kind of stay in your job as long as you can.
Yeah, that came up on a couple of other calls too. I mentioned, although now I'm mixing up all my different calls, I mentioned how I had overlap between my day job and starting my product-based business for 4 years and then layered proofed a product in there in the middle somewhere. And it was so beneficial because I was able to make sure that personally, our foundations were strong. We had our bills paid and things like that. And then, you know, I was able to reinvest money in the business too. But it's hard. It's hard to balance all of that too.
I hope you enjoyed this sneak peek into what we do in Paper Camp. The live coaching calls are truly one of the highlights of this program, along with the independent coursework and our class forum where me and our coaches are answering questions every weekday. If you're looking to get your products on the shelves of stores big and small, join the Paper Camp waitlist. You can do that at proofedaproduct.com/papercamp. Everyone on the waitlist will get early access to enroll, which you're going to want because we sell out every time. Again, that's proofedaproduct.com/papercamp. Thanks for listening until the end. I'll be back next week with another new episode.